no superstar. He's no Dusty Martin. He's no Patrick Dangerfield. He hasn't deserved the $1 million price tag that's been thrown around, and anybody wants to pay him $1 million, I say good luck. Because, you know, this is a different era. At this stage, I reckon he's a $700,000 player at the most.
The great Tony Shaw talking about Jordan Dugowie and where he fits in the grand scheme of things. Of course, a Magpie champion, and he'll be watching with great interest as to what's happening at his old club at the moment. And Glenn McFarlane also is a Magpie champion in our eyes from the Herald Sun. One of the all-time greats, one of our favourites here on the Breakfast Club. It's been a while, Magpie. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Half and Whitey. It has been a while. I think the champion Magpie was in my dreams more than anything else.
No, you're much better than that. You're much better than that, Macca, and we will continue to outline that to the masses and let them know of your awesomeness. Perhaps not at the highest level, Macca, but it doesn't matter. You're a Leviathan racehorse owner as well, which we'll talk about one day too. But we've got a bit to talk about with your Magpies, because Jordan Dugowie is front and centre, and then all of a sudden, Adam Treloar snuck into the news as well.
Yeah, this is one that's sort of come from left field. If you remember back 12 months ago, the Pies actually did consider potentially a trade for Treloar to the Gold Coast for that number one pick. Imagine Matt Rowell in a Collingwood jumper would look, you know, pretty well, wouldn't it? So the fact is, this time again, it's come around for different reasons this time as well, with his fiancée Kim Revellian obviously taking on that short-term 10-month contract with the Queensland Firebirds next year. I spoke to Adam a couple of weeks ago before the West Coast game, and he mentioned that Kim was making a comeback, didn't say where it was going to be. He is so connected to their daughter, Georgie, that it is fascinating that he's going to have to spend a fair bit of time apart. The Suns are keen, absolutely no doubt, but both Adam and Collingwood and his manager, Tim Hazel, who actually manages Kim as well, have poured cold water on the fact that there's any chance that he could go to the Suns for, say, a pick five at the end of this year. But I suppose you never say never, guys, in this situation. At this particular time, with all sort of trades at the moment, there's a lot of jockeying for position. But the Treloar camp have been very strong that this won't happen, that this is only a 10-month contract, as Rocket said a moment ago, as opposed to Adam's got a contract with Collingwood till the end of 2025, guys. That's a long way away, isn't it?
Right. That is a long way away. I wasn't aware of his status. There was some conjecture last night, Macca, about whether or not Collingwood had been taken along in this journey with Kim's future in netball, or whether or not they had. So one report saying that they had no idea what was happening with Kim, one saying that, yeah, they're fully across it. Is there a reality there or the truth there?
I think it's come about pretty quickly, in a sense. When I spoke to him a couple of weeks ago, he said that she was considering a comeback. They hadn't quite finalised it, but surely enough, that was probably been, you know, a month or two in the planning in a lot of ways. But I think the Pies were a little bit surprised, but Adam has been really strong on the fact it is going to be difficult for him, because he's spent pretty much every day with his daughter Georgie, who was born the week after round one. So he's basically been with her the whole time, the daughter, and with Kim as a part of that hub. But Adam's very keen. He did say at the time that he was very keen for Kim to chase her dreams. But it's going to be difficult. Kim's mum's obviously going to spend some time up in Queensland. I agree with Rocket. I'm sure he'll stay. But it is just a fascinating one. And this time of year, how amazing is it? There's always a left field one that comes out of the blue, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And there'll be more. There's no doubt about that.
Well,
no one knows who those names will be. Well, it will be, because it happens. I mean, the trade period's still weeks away. And already we're seeing, you know, some jokers coming out of the pack, which is clearly the case with Adam Treloar. The Jordan Dugowie scenario, Glenn, seems to be moving really quickly in all sorts of different directions. What's your read on it as it stands at the moment?
You're right, Whitey. It is moving quickly, and it is intriguing. I find this one very intriguing. I think deep down, Jordan Dugowie wants to stay, but he wants to be compensated for somewhere between $900,000 to $1 million. Now, that's way over the odds for his current output. As Rocket was saying, it puts him in a, and Tony Shaw was saying, it puts him in a Dustin Martin, Patrick Dangerfield bracket. In fact, if he got $1 million, it'd be a fraction more than what Patrick Dangerfield is getting. He's around that sort of figure. Carlton have distanced themselves from Jordan Dugowie at the moment, saying they haven't offered him a deal, but there's no doubt that there's been some interest there. And earlier in this year, there was communication between the camps. Same with Essendon. Essendon have said, you know, privately, this is not going to happen. But, you know, I feel a lot of this is jockeying for position. The issue that they're balking at and will continue to balk at is both a monetary and a trade compensation. It'd be very hard for either of those clubs to justify spending $1 million on someone like Jordan Dugowie, given their own internal issues. Carlton have got some money, no doubt. But also the trade implications as well. There'd have to be a trade, and then they'd have to try and sort out a way to compensate Collingwood for that. Collingwood will want a lot. So at this stage, I think deep down he wants to stay. He's just got to work out what sort of price range that he's willing to accept to stay at Collingwood.
Well, surely $1 million is not anywhere near. $900 million is so far over, it's not funny. We were discussing the numbers yesterday, Macca, and you know, we are a long way removed from players' contracts these days, but if you're getting 700, you're doing a good job, aren't you?
You're doing very well. I'd take 700 any day of the week, I reckon, boys. And Brendan Goddard on the Footy Fix on Monday was really strong, saying that he's not worth anything more than 700, that that's about the bracket that he should be. And we also know that, and there is that gulf between the Pies. I think the Pies would accept the 650, 700. His current deal's about 800. If you remember rightly, guys, it was coming at the back end of his best season. And there was the interest from North Melbourne, which was a $1 million offer to go to North Melbourne, but he's got some off-field issues to deal with that the clubs have basically got to be aware of as well, and that's a Melbourne Magistrates Court appearance on October 30, which is in the middle of, how amazing, it's the start of the trade period in that time. So the Pies would want multiple first-round picks. Now, getting that organised for any club is going to be very difficult. That's why I think deep down in the end he'll stay.
Okay. Jaden Stevenson's another one who's had his exit interviews with the Pies, suggesting that they might move him on, but he's staying locked and loaded, is he?
Yes, he is at this stage. It was a positive exit interview on what was not a positive season for Jaden Stevenson. The Pies will back him in. His exit interview with Nathan Buckley went well, to the sense that they want to keep him. He had that, if we do remember, and I'm not trying to give him an out here, guys, because he had a really disappointing season. He probably summed up what was wrong with the Pies at certain stages. But he had a glandular fever leading into the season, and it certainly didn't help his cause from the early part and continuity of playing earlier in the year. And like a number of people, he didn't have a great hub experience as well. So the club's backing him in. He's in the final year of a contract, guys, and sometimes going into next year in that final year, it just does give players a bit of a lift. They know that they need to get the money that they want to get, and they need to produce a good season for that. But at this stage, he's staying put, and that's a good thing, I think, for Collingwood in a sense that they need him. He only had 3 disposals on the weekend, but he kicked that goal, so he's got that flash of brilliance the Pies need.
And before that, you go, I'm going to touch base again on Thursday with you. Orazio is off to Adelaide. What's the market for that? And Braden Pruce has said he's out of Melbourne as well. He needs a gig somewhere where he's going to actually play.
Well, if you remember back to the Braden Pruce trade from North Melbourne, where he couldn't get a game with Todd Goldstein, and he chose Melbourne. I still think about that as one of the biggest bizarre trade moves ever. He's only played the 10 games, and Hawthorn were interested in him as well, guys. But he's 25. The Giants need a ruckman desperately. Sam Jacobs is obviously retired, and Shane Mumford's likely to get a one-year deal, but they're sort of hoping that Pruce can do the job. Fantasia, we knew this was coming, so that's the third domino to fall for the Bombers. We're hoping that's the end of it, though. And great news that Andrew McGrath has re-signed and groomed as a future captain of the club. So the belief is that the Bombers will be able to keep a lot of these players. There's been all sorts of talk about Zach Merritt and Devin Smith and a whole lot of different other players, but they believe that they can stem this exodus now and approach next year with a little bit more confidence and not losing any other players.
Well, we're going to dig a bit deeper into that after the break, because Andrew McGrath is going to join us, Macca, so you can sit back and listen and write a story for us for the Herald Sun, if you don't mind.
We will do that for sure, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you. Anytime. Glenn McFarlane with us from the Herald Sun. He's going to be our trade and player movement guru through the next little while. We'll catch up with him on Thursday as well. So get an update on how things are progressing through the next, what is it,